Now, of course, this weekend is the long weekend, so double demerits will be in force from midnight tonight until midnight on Monday. To give us all of the details, Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman joins me this morning. Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, of course, this weekend we've got double demerits in force, so we really want to make sure everyone is travelling safe and doing the right thing.
Absolutely. This is about safety of our road users and people on our roads. So we have Operation Queen's Birthday 2021. It's an annual policing operation conducted between 12 a.m. Friday the 11th of June to 23:59 on Monday. And we'll see double demerit points over that period of time.
Yeah, and of course, police targeting people doing the wrong thing, not only on the main roads, but on the back roads as well.
It's really important that, yeah, people understand that we are on the back roads and some of those less common roads, and we'll be targeting excessive or inappropriate speeds, alcohol and drug driving, fatigue, non-wearing of occupant restraints and helmets, and of course the distraction issue, particularly around mobile phones.
Over these long weekend periods, statistically, I guess because there's more police out in force, you're catching more people drink driving, using their phones behind the wheel, etc. But compared to, I guess, a normal weekend, is there definitely more of, you see more people drink driving?
Oh, look, I'd like to think that we're out and about all the time, and we certainly are reducing the risk of people on the roads as much as possible. There's probably no doubt that over long weekend periods where perhaps there's more family get-togethers, people sometimes make mistakes in calculating how much they've had to drink, all of those sorts of things. We're really just, it's our constant message, whether it's the long weekend or any period of time, to use the road wisely and safely and think about yourself, your family and the other road users.
Exactly. And if you are at that family gathering or that barbecue at your mate's place and you're starting to count the drinks and figure out if you're actually okay to drive, chances are maybe you just shouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's always the safest bet. Obviously, one drink might be okay, two drinks might be okay for someone else who hasn't eaten, has a different metabolism, all of those kind of things factor into it. My advice is always the safest thing is not to drink and drive at all.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, of course, we've got this really freezing cold weather this week. Yesterday, I believe, we have already seen some snow around the Barrington Tops, and we are expecting to possibly see more today. So people are going to be out and about, but really the advice is if you don't need to go up to the Barrington Tops, don't, and particularly from one end, you can't even get there.
That's right. Now, I understand things like you're the first snowfall of the year and it's exciting and people want to go and see it, but the reality is the roads can be quite dangerous. We've also got wind and rain and all of those things that just make it more difficult in those types of conditions. The road's actually closed from the east, so there's no entry into Barrington Tops and the plateau from Gloucester. So we expect that there will be more people trying to access those areas from Scone. And we're really urging people not to go there unless absolutely necessary. They're less frequently used roads. They're slippery, they get icy, and they become really unsafe.
Exactly. And there are other places that you could potentially be seeing snow that are easier to get to. Places like Nundle, for instance. I mean, the road there is fine.
I'm sure that's the case. And obviously, particularly the Barrington Tops and with the road closures, most of the access roads are dirt roads. And really only well-prepared four-wheel drive should attempt to access at all and access those areas and not at all in bad weather. But if you are doing that, take adequate warm clothing, additional food and water. If you do get stuck, assistance may be some hours away.
Exactly. And let someone know you're going up there as well, so someone knows where you are if they don't hear from you.
That's correct. Obviously, travel plans, you know, expected time home, those sorts of things are really important. Service can be patchy in those areas as well, but I encourage people to have the 000 app on their phone as well, which will give coordinates and things like that for emergency services.
Exactly. And lastly this morning, Tracy, Operation Pariac is going to be getting underway again. Remind us again what this particular operation is targeting.
Operation Pariac is an operation that occurs a number of times throughout the year in regional New South Wales, so northern region, southern region and western region. It will commence tomorrow and go through to Monday as well. And general duties officers, assisted by specialist licensing police, will target alcohol-related crime, anti-social behaviour, both in and around licensed premises.
Yeah. And of course, this involves a COVID element as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, at times people can become complacent with COVID and the various restrictions we have in place. But it's just a reminder to both people attending venues, but licensed premises, that we do still have COVID restrictions. There are still expectations around QR codes, number of people in certain areas, all of those kinds of things. It's really not a time to become complacent with COVID. We've seen what can happen in Victoria and some hotspot locations now in Western New South Wales. So it's just really important that we're not complacent with it and we continue to practice good hygiene, good physical distancing and comply with the restrictions in place.
Exactly. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this morning and have a good, safe, long weekend.
You too. Thank you.